All right, Sunday morning, 6:12:22, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. The title of this is An Expected End. Now, this is more upbeat, and I hope it encourages you. It encouraged me. This is the end that you should expect, not death, as this seems to indicate, but a sowing to righteousness. There is an expected end to your harvest. When you sow to righteousness, you should expect a good result, a good end of that which you have sown. Satan is a liar, for he comes to take your harvest. He comes immediately to take the word that is sown in your heart. Do not listen to his lies. When he sees that you will not back down, he will go away. All right, we're going to look at Matthew 4 at the parable of the sower. Not Matthew, Mark. Mark 4. It is in Matthew, though. The sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they, likewise, which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold. All right? Satan is a liar. All right, James 4. Seven and eight. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. All right, Psalms 126, 5. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Another good one, Hosea. Hosea 10, verse 12. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. All right, listen to this. Strong in spirit, strong in body. It's not the other way around. Most people say strong in body, strong in spirit. No, strong in spirit, strong in body. It's not the other way around. Many live their whole lives building up the flesh and the things of the flesh, and when they come to the end of their lives, their spirits cannot sustain them. We're going to read a couple of scriptures here on that. This is, first one's in Luke. Just like Amber said, you know, renew the mind, renew the man. Well, also, the renewing of the mind process, it will quicken your mortal body. I remember, and I was probably 26, 27 when I was diagnosed with the condition. I had to take medication. And then I came into the Word of Faith, and I just got to where I was just in the Word constantly. And I realized one day I didn't need my medicine anymore. The Word healed me. I wasn't thinking about being healed. I was in the Word. And the Word absolutely just healed me. See, he sent his Word and healed us. All right, Luke 12:31. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And I'm reading the wrong thing. Just a minute. This is Luke 12:13. But that's good. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and I will bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich towards God. Yeah. All right, one more scripture, Galatians 5:16-17. Verse 16 says, This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye are led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. In the world, building a strong body, eating certain foods, bring long life and health, but not so in the kingdom of God. Proverbs 18:14. Look what that says. 18:14. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? Those that walk in my spirit won't need an old folks home, but they will need a throne to rule from. Think about that. Now, did you say that again? Those that walk in my spirit won't need an old folks home, but they will need a throne to rule from. Right? Deuteronomy 3. For those of you who are worrying about things that plague you, keep sowing to the Spirit. 3:7. That can't be right. Well, I don't know what I was writing down. Let me look here. Let me look over here. I might have missed a number here. I don't think I wrote it down. It's about a good end. 29:11. That's Deuteronomy. That's Jeremiah. Oh well. Wait a minute, I know which one it is. Hold on. It's 34:7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. He didn't get sick and die. He just left. This is the future that you should expect, yes, that expected end. It will be as you have sown and as you have said. All right, Psalms 92:14. It's all a matter of your mentality. that old folk mentality. 92:14 says, they shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. It costs up front to sow in righteousness, but it pays in the end. The whole world is looking for the fountain of youth and natural means, but here is the real deal. This is Psalms 91:10. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Verse 16. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. In other words, what's the Lord saying this morning? Your expected end will be what you sow. You sow to righteousness, you'll reap righteousness. You go the way of the world, that's what you're going to reap. Part of sharing the gospel is to tell people this good news. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. Lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. They'll speak in new tongues. They'll pick up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it won't hurt them. What is that good news? We can have eternal life and not have to follow Satan's narrative anymore. Their plans, the propaganda they pushed on us to keep us sick and broke. That's why people die. It's what they believe. And then they speak, of course. All right, Psalms, one more scripture, Psalms 107. 19:20. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble. He saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. This is that expected end. The Lord said to me, because I was struggling with some things, he said, your end will be a good end. Believe that, expect that under my kingdom and my ways. It's not like it is in the world system. Not at all. Don't believe their lies. Believe my word.